From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Belgian prosecutors have issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and a metro station. The federal prosecutor's office said in a statement Saturday that it issued an arrest warrant, for a man it only identified as Faisal C., for involvement in a terrorist group, terrorist killings, and attempted terrorist killings. The statement did not confirm that Faisal C. is the third Brussels airport suicide bomber that's been seen in airport security camera video alongside two men who blew themselves up there. Belgian media reported that a man named Faisal Chafou was suspected of fleeing the Brussels airport. Organizers have postponed Sunday's planned March for Solidarity in Belgium after the country's interior minister asked residents not to attend for safety reasons. Jan Jambon had said police were stretched too thin with the investigation into last week's attacks to thoroughly secure the demonstration. The event's organizer, Emmanuel Foulon, said the march would be rescheduled for another date.
When the minister will give his green light to organize something else, of course, we will do it because there is a lot of citizens, Belgian citizens, who expect this kind of meeting to celebrate that, to celebrate a new life, to celebrate this new step, and to forget about what happened yesterday and the week before.
The march was to have taken place from the Place de la Bourse in Brussels to the city's Gare du Nord train station. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says that defeating the Islamic State group remains his administration's top military, intelligence, and national security priority. In his weekly media address, the president called Belgium a close ally and said he had offered the country's prime minister the full array of U.S. support in battling terrorism. Mr. Obama also said the United States will not stop until Islamic State is defeated.
More broadly, we're going to continue to root out and defeat ISIL. We've been taking out ISIL leadership, and this week we removed one of their top leaders from the battlefield permanently.
Mr. Obama said that he will use the coming nuclear security summit in Washington as an opportunity to work with allies to coordinate efforts to defeat Islamic State. Syrian government forces moved deeper into the Islamic State-controlled city of Palmyra Saturday, recapturing several neighborhoods. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and regional media outlets reported airstrikes and artillery bombardment, saying that waves of explosions hit buildings and smoke could be seen rising from many locations. Islamic State group took Palmyra in May of 2015 and later demolished many famous Roman-era monuments in the UNESCO World Heritage Site. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has won the Democratic presidential caucuses in Alaska and Washington State. The other state holding a Democratic caucus, Hawaii, has not concluded. Sanders told supporters in Wisconsin, which holds its primary April 5th, that there is no doubt his campaign has momentum.
We are making significant inroads in Secretary Clinton's lead, and we have, with your support coming here in Wisconsin, we have a path toward victory.
Sanders still trails former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the overall delegate count and now faces a narrow path to the nomination. But he has refused to quit and in some places remains a formidable opponent for Secretary Clinton.
Station, you are go for Cygnus capture sequence. Step 4.
Astronauts aboard the International Space Station got an early Easter treat on Saturday with the arrival of a supply ship full of fresh foods and experiments. Nearly 3,600 kilograms of groceries, equipment, and experiments arrived aboard the orbital ATK Cygnus. Two other resupply missions are scheduled for the space station in the next 2 weeks. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.